It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? See inside. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I have something in my pocket I want to show you. I was thinking about windows today. That's why I was peeking in the window when you came. And so I just jotted down a few words on this paper and turned out to be a poem. On the other side of the window, there's so much you can see. A girl, a boy, a street, a toy, a leaf, and part of a tree. On the other side of the window is another place to be. What do you see out of your window? There are oh so many things to see. Sometimes you see people going away. Sometimes you see people coming back. Yeah. Why don't we ask Picture if it would show us some pictures of people at windows? Should we do that? Because I like to think about what you can see through a window. Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all what some people see through their windows? Oh, there's a mother and a little boy looking out their window. I wonder what they're seeing. Do you suppose they're seeing somebody coming home? It is. It's the daddy coming home. See him waving? He says, hi, I'm back. I'm back from work. And there's a little girl looking out. She's looking out of a window. I wonder what she's seeing. And there's a boy sitting on a window ledge. And he's looking down the street. Maybe he's waiting for somebody to come. Do you think? Did you ever sit at a window seat and wait for somebody to come to your house? I did. Especially when I was a little boy. I used to like to sit right in the window seat. One like this. It wasn't this exact one. But I used to like to sit, and I'd look out of the window, and I'd think, wonder who might be coming to visit today. I think I'll just look through this one and see if there is anybody. The neighborhood looks pretty quiet right now. Uh-huh. Do you see anybody? I guess it's kind of hard for you to see through here. Oh, wait a minute. There's Chef Brockett. Chef Brockett.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Why don't you come in and see us, will you?
Okay.
I'll meet you around at the port.
Okay, I'll be there.
All righty. Chef Brockett. You here yet? Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. We were talking about windows today, and I just saw you right out the window.
Windows?
Yeah.
Do you have any sandwich stuff?
Sure.
Okay, well then, let's go in the kitchen.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll show you something about windows. But if we go in the kitchen, do you promise to be quiet?
You know we're always quiet in the kitchen, aren't we?
You have to be quiet in my kitchen because I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet. If you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, 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 shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen.
I know, you like silence.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you do the way I do because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, shh, shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I like quiet things like pockets, quiet lockets, sockets. I like quiet high skyrockets. Quiet folk like brackets.
Like you, Chef.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can even. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh. For it's silence that I ask, for a lovely silence, not too vast, for a lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen. Shh, shh.
Sandwich stuff?
Shh, 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 shh.
Well, you'll want sandwich stuff. Big. A window looking out of the window. Bread. This is a whole loaf of bread here. Here's a spreader. Two pieces. Something in between. Make a sandwich. A window sandwich? Oh. Nuts? Oh, peanuts? Oh, peanut butter. Oh, all right. Here's peanut butter. A flower? It's like a flower. Cabbage? Lettuce? Want some lettuce? Need any mayonnaise? Just lettuce. Peanut butter. Rabbit. Tree. Go up the tree, and it's squirrel. What about the squirrel? Likes peanuts. With lettuce. Who are you, a rabbit now? Oh, I see. The squirrel likes the peanuts, and the rabbit likes the lettuce. Bird. Birds like lettuce, too. Can you do that? How do you do your math? You teach us all sorts of things, Chef. See any window? You're gonna cut it once, turn it around, and cut it again. Now, how many pieces do you have? Two pieces. Three, four pieces. Two cuts make four pieces. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's supposed to look like a window. I see. That's the window. Did you just think that up? Yes? Little toothpicks. Let me see, where do I... Oh, here are some. Putting the lettuce outside. Oh, curtains! Aren't you smart? There is a window sandwich. Well, congratulations, Jeff. What? You have to go. You'd like to have it. You're welcome to it, Jeff Brockett. You made it. That's a very good sandwich.
Oh, boy, thanks for giving me the happy idea about windows.
Well, if you just cook that up by yourself, you have excellent ideas yourself.
Thank you. Now I can do things with maybe a house and some trees and a wall, and that's a happy window idea. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Chef Brockett.
Bye now.
I was glad to see you out my window.
Thank you.
Come by again.
Sure will. Bye.
Bye-bye. Chef Brockett. He has the best ideas. It's time to go to the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's just see if it's time for the trolley. There's Daniel's clock. There's the museum. And X's tree and Henrietta's house. And the new factory, it has some windows in it, doesn't it? There's the trolley. Hi, trolley, how are you? Good. We were thinking about windows today. You've got some windows right in your place, don't you? Good. Would you take us into the neighborhood of make-believe, please? We'd like to go with you now. In we go.
Trolley, have you seen Don Quixote? Oh, well, thanks anyway.
Are you a fly?
No, I am I.
Lady Avalon, how in the world are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Great, what you got in your bundle?
Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to deliver something to Don Quixote. Do you know where he is?
Don Quixote? I suppose he's someplace else.
Yes, but I just don't know how to get there.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been there, too.
Hmm.
Maybe we should ask Henrietta Pussycat.
Good idea.
Yeah, she
Henrietta.
Was the last one I knew who went. Henrietta!
Henrietta!
Han! I wonder what that is in there. Oh, hello, Henrietta.
Hi, Han.
Here's Lady Avalon.
Meow, Lady Avalon.
How are you? Henrietta.
You're fine, meow.
X and I have been wondering how to get to someplace else.
Meow, meow, someplace else.
Do you remember?
Meow, 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 Don Quixote, meow, meow, windmill, meow.
Yes.
Well,
don't you remember, Henrietta, you used to have a little song you sang about how to get there?
Meow, 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 someplace else. Meow, 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 someplace else. Meow, go to meow. Meow, left, meow, meow. Meow, right, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 someplace else.
That's the one.
Meow, 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 someplace else.
Sure would like to know what's in that bag.
Meow, 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 bag, meow.
Yes, well, this is something I'm supposed to deliver to Don Quixote, Henrietta, but I don't know what's in it, and it's not mine, so I can't look.
It has a rope around the top.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And a burlap bag, can you feel what it might be? Is it heavy or light?
It's sort of in between. Do you want to feel it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. It sounds like it's ringing a bell.
Oh, it is.
Well, maybe there's a bell in it.
I don't think so.
Meow, meow, my bell, meow.
With your bell.
Do you want to feel it, Henry?
Meow. Meow, meow, sturdy, meow.
Sturdy?
Meow.
Well, I don't know, but thank you both for giving me those grand directions.
Yeah, well, tell us what's in it after you deliver it, will you?
I sure will. Well, then, good day to you, Owl and Pussycat.
Good day to you, Lady Evelyn.
Meow, 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 someplace else.
Yeah, have a good time there.
Thank you.
Bye.
To go to someplace else, to go to someplace else. First go to meow, turn left at meow, turn right at meow, turn meow at meow. Let's go to someplace else, let's go to someplace.
Hee-haw, what do? When you're all by yourself? What do? When you're someplace else? Oh, boy, I wish somebody'd visit me.
Hee-haw. Special delivery for Don Quixote.
Hey, there. Hello there.
Hello, Don Quixote.
Why, you're Lady Evelyn, aren't you?
Yes, it's been a while. How have you been?
Oh, I've been okay. How have you been?
Oh, fine, but I had a time finding you.
How did you get here?
Well, Henrietta Pussycat gave me directions. First, I went to Meow.
Oh, a lovely town, Meow.
And then I turned left at Meow.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That big street. Where that big street is.
Yes.
And then I turned right at Meow.
Oh, I know that place.
With a big brick house there.
Yeah.
And then I turned Meow at Meow.
And then you got here.
I did.
Boy, am I glad to see you, Ha-hee.
Thanks. It's nice to see you. Well, this is what I came to deliver.
What is it?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I sent for something one time, a long time ago. Do you suppose that's it?
Could be. Shall I open
Would
it?
You please?
Oh. Really curious to know what's inside.
Does anybody else know?
No. X and Henrietta wondered, too.
Yeah.
I said I couldn't open it till I brought it to you.
That's... Oh, that's it. That's what I ordered.
It's a window.
That's right.
There you are.
Oh, thanks. It does make a difference.
It just fits.
Yeehaw. I always wanted a window so I could watch for people to come and visit through the window.
Oh. Do you get many visitors here, Don Quixote?
Yeehaw, hardly any.
Oh, you mean, doesn't anybody else live in someplace else?
If they do, I haven't seen them, Ahi.
You're the only donkey living here?
Yeehaw, that's what I'm beginning to think.
Nobody else lives here but one lone donkey?
One lonely donkey, I'd say. Say, how about pretending you're a fairy, Lady Evelyn?
Certainly. My good sir.
Yes?
What is your wish?
Oh, good fairy, I wish to look out of my new window here and see people coming once in a while.
How would tomorrow be?
Tomorrow? Great. Anytime, good fairy.
Very well. We'll see what we can do, sir. Till tomorrow, then.
Wonderful. Thanks. Boy, am I glad I got this window.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks a bag full.
See you tomorrow.
I like seeing you through this window. Till tomorrow. Wonderful.
Hey. Is that you, Bonnie Ray?
No.
It isn't?
No.
Who is it?
I am a pussy willow.
A Pussy Willow? Well, I thought you were Bonnie Ray Fly. Oh, Lady Avalanche, you again.
Hi, X.
Hi, did you get to someplace else?
I sure did.
Good. What was in the bag?
Want to guess?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, let's tell Henrietta, too.
Okay, Henrietta.
Henrietta?
Henrietta.
Meow.
You gave me such good directions, I got to someplace else.
Meow, you're glad, meow. Meow, 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 your bag.
We're going to guess what was in it.
Okay.
Meow. Meow, 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 your molasses.
No.
Meow, meow, your sauerkraut.
Oh, now let me see. What would it have been? Would it have been a basketball net?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Was it made out of wood?
Mm-hmm.
You give us a hint.
You can look out of it.
A telescope. I always knew he wanted a tel...
And you can look into it.
Out of it and into it.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 window, meow.
Yes!
A window?
Yes!
Where is he going to put it?
Well, he's going to put it outside of his little windmill and someplace else so he can see visitors when they come by.
Hey, how nice. Because boy, he must have a lot of people coming to visit him.
Well, X, I found someplace else all right, but I found something else there.
Well, what?
A lonely donkey.
You mean Don Quixote himself?
He's very lonely.
Meow, meow, lonely, meow?
Yes. It looks as though he's about the only person living in someplace else.
Meow, only meow, meow, meow.
Well, why don't we go see him?
Oh, that's a grand idea. I thought we could get some people together and go over tomorrow.
Good. Now, I'll tell Daniel, and Henrietta, you tell Corny, okay?
Meow, 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 Corny, meow. Yeah.
And you tell the people at the castle.
I will.
And we'll just get a flock up, okay?
Oh, right. Okay. You know what I think you are?
What?
Can't you guess?
No, what?
Well, begins with Nifty.
Yeah.
And ends with Glifty. Begins. Now do you know what I think you are?
Do you know what it is, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yes.
Nifty Glifty.
Yes, that's
oh,
right.
Thank you. I like to be Nifty Glifty to people. And I like Bonnie Ray Fly, too.
Do you? I haven't seen her in a little while, but if I see her, I'll tell her to come to the windmill tomorrow.
Yeah, please do.
Meow, 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 meow. Get ready, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Goodbye, Henrietta.
Goodbye, Lady Avalon, and goodbye to your Pussy Willow.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Pussy Willow.
Goodbye, X. Hello, Trolley. I'm pretending to be a fairy today, and I'm making someone's wish come true.
Just what we've always said. You have to make wishes happen. Yeah. It's a good thing that Don Quixote told Lady Aberlin that he was feeling lonely and wanted people to come and visit. Now she can pretend that she's the good fairy, and already they've started to ask people about tomorrow. Yeah. X said, I'll go tell Daniel. And Henrietta's going to tell somebody, and Lady Aberlin will tell some other people, and they'll all go visit him. Mm-hmm. That's the way to make wishes happen. Peanut butter. How did he do that? Oh, dear. I bet Chef Brockett would make... Oh, no, the peanut butter doesn't go in there. How do you suppose he'd be a fairy? He'd probably pick up a little bit of grass or something and go like that. And Lady Aberlin... You know how she likes to get dressed up. She'll probably get all frilly tomorrow, pretend she's the good fairy. Better clean this one. Yep. Don Quixote wants to look through his window and see friends coming. Friends coming to visit. Just what we were saying a little while ago. Hmm. He'll have some friends, too. Do you ever put the bread in the refrigerator? Sometimes people put it there to keep it fresh. I think we could put this in there now. Lettuce. Do you like lettuce? I do. Never thought of it for curtains on a window. There. On the other side of the window, there's so much you can see. A girl, a boy, a street, a toy, a leaf, and part of a tree. Can you see a part of a tree on the other side of your window? On the other side of the window is another place to be.
Yeah.
And another time to be with you is tomorrow. Sing tomorrow with me, will you? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Wait there just one second. You make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person on the other side of your window like you, and that's you yourself. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.